This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Democratic presidential candidates have been slugging it out and taking shots at President Bush for the last 6 months. The Bush-Cheney re-election campaign has yet to unleash the full force of its political advertising. The chairman of the Bush campaign is former Montana Governor Mark Roscoe. He spoke with NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.
The president's campaign slogan is steady leadership in changing times. That message is already being sent to voters in internet ads. And with a record $143 million to spend, Governor Roscoe says the decision on when to start will be made personally by President Bush.
It's at his direction that we have waited until we can see the whites of their eyes.
John Kerry has won in all but two of the primary contests that the Democrats have held at this point. What do you think about Kerry?
We see someone out of the mainstream that doesn't provide the same kind of steady leadership that the president provides. I mean, when you take a look at John Kerry's record, he condemns the No Child Left Behind Act now. He voted for it. He condemns the Patriot Act. He helped write it. He voted for the use of force in Iraq and then refused to authorize funds to provide everything from body armor to better medical treatment for the troops. This conflict between what he says on the one hand and what he does on the other is going to be a difficulty.
Well, right now, according to recent polls, if John Kerry was to run against George W. Bush for president in November, Kerry would win by as much as 10 or 12 points. Does that concern you?
There's historical precedent that abounds suggesting that this is a normal circumstance. Reagan was behind in 1984, this late, and clearly Bill Clinton was behind Bob Dole at the same moment in time, or close to it. When you consider the approval ratings of the president, though they continue to remain above 50%, that doesn't give us any solace. I don't want to suggest that. We know we're going to have to work very hard to be successful.
You said there's no third-party candidate, but in fact, on Sunday, Ralph Nader, formerly the Green Party candidate, announced that he will launch an independent candidacy for the presidency. What impact does a Nader candidacy have on George W. Bush's campaign?
I think it's difficult to measure. Most would say, and I would say, that if this cuts one way or another, it probably does not cut against the president's interest.
Governor Roscoe, are you surprised that the economy has become a central issue in the Democrats' campaign? And when the Democrats shout, well, gee, this president has overseen the loss of more jobs, I think it's 2.3 million, than any president since Herbert Hoover, do you worry that that charge will have impact on the electorate in the course of the general election?
Fact of the matter is, this president inherited a recession. But 112,000 jobs were created in January. We've had a seven-month decline in unemployment, the fastest 7 months of decline in over 10 years. The last half of last year was the strongest period of growth in 20 years. So we see that what has been undertaken by the president and Congress is working.
So if this is a campaign, as one of your aides mentioned to me recently, said this is not a peace and prosperity campaign, it is a campaign run in the midst of a war effort. If that's the case, then does the fact that John Kerry served in Vietnam become an issue as compared to the president's record in terms of military service?
Well, I think their records compare very favorably, in all fairness. I mean, the fact of the matter is John Kerry served his country very honorably, and we salute his service. We would never for a moment diminish his service to the country. At the same point in time, the president served his country very honorably, too. He signed up for dangerous duty. He volunteered to go to Vietnam. He wasn't selected to go, but nonetheless served his country very well.
What does the campaign do with the failure to find weapons of mass destruction?
I think you're honest about exactly what took place. We all know that universally every single civilized country on the planet that had an intelligence capacity represented universally, without exception, that there were weapons of mass destruction present and accounted for and all put together in Iraq. So I think you're just honest about it, which is exactly what the president has done. At the end of the day, did we make a mistake? No.
There was an article in The Economist magazine recently discussing the possibility that President Bush would drop Vice President Cheney as his running mate. And there's been all sorts of concern and discussion as to whether or not he might turn to someone like Rudolph Giuliani or Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader. Any truth to this?
I'm aware of absolutely no discussion, suggestion. I'm not even aware of anybody that's conceived of such an idea except those who are outside, perhaps observing. The fact is, this is a very personal relationship between a president and a vice president, and this one is very, very solid.
Governor Mark Roscoe is the chairman of the Bush-Cheney reelection campaign. Thank you so much.
It's a privilege, Juan. Thank you very much.
Juan Williams, NPR News.